Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all the pain,
all pain,
all pain,
all
pain,
worthy of the glory, giving the praise, yeah. Oh, together we can, yes, we can.
Everybody,
oh, worship the Lord. I don't know about you, but it just showed up good to me.
Troubles come,
just hold on. Got some change in
hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening and welcome to Passion for Christ. Again, I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Tonight, we're talking about whatever it is that is on your heart, whatever it is that is on your mind. What we simply have to do, beloved, is bring it to Jesus. We've been bringing it to Jesus for the last several weeks. We're going to do it again tonight. Want to give God, first of all the glory, honor, and praise tonight. We have people all across the country who are with us on tonight, and we want you to know that we do not take your presence lightly, and we thank you for tuning in to the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ radio broadcast with yours truly on tonight. We have been studying the passage in Mark chapter 9, and it's a touching passage because there is a father who the author Mark does not give his name, which simply suggests that God is not necessarily interested in who this person is, which means that sometimes we can interject and throw a name in there, because God is saying that this situation could be for anybody and could deal with anybody that we know or even ourselves. So this father has a son that has a condition that is a spirit that is a dumb spirit. It casts him down and throws him to the ground. He foams out of the mouth. He grinds his teeth. He stiffens out. And he had an encounter with the disciples of Jesus Christ. And although they had been given the ability and the authority to cast out those kinds of spirits, they lacked the faith to do so. So after Jesus has a mountaintop experience with Peter, James, and John, they came down. Jesus finds his nine other disciples arguing with this man because this man thought that Jesus' disciples could do something about the problem, which is certainly signifying to us that people resonate with the fact that if we have been accompanied with Jesus, we have been around Jesus, that people are looking for some similarities in our ability and Jesus' ability, but the disciples absolutely lacked faith that God had already given them the ability to do. Jesus was the master of asking questions. You must know that when Jesus asked a question, which is replete in biblical scripture and history, you know that Jesus is never seeking information, because how can you ask somebody for information when you know everything? So there's a bit of ambiguity when Jesus asks a question, but just know sometimes his questions are rhetorical, sometimes his questions are pedagogical, which means that it's related to teaching. It's interesting that three of the questions out of the five questions that Jesus asked in Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29 are very interesting. Bible students, hear me here. There are two questions that Jesus asked, and that is found in verse number 19. Now notice what Jesus says. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Then if you scroll down to verse number 21, he says, and he asked the Father, how long has this been happening to him? I think that it's interesting. Out of the five questions that Jesus asked in this pericope, three of them start with how long? How long? So Jesus asked these questions knowing how long the Father had been dealing with this struggle with his boy, because even though this man's son had an issue, the effect of that condition, there was a psychological impact of having that physical condition that the father had to deal with. There is an emotional impact because of that physical condition that the father had to deal with. There could also be a spiritual impact. Many a times, and I don't want to get off on this, but many a times people only come to church until God fixes their problem. But what they don't know is the moment God fixes your problem, the devil is going to try to give you another problem. So just because God fixes one problem, just know that the next thing could happen could be the devil trying to tempt you. Right after Jesus had waited 30 years to begin his earthly ministry, he was tempted by the devil after he was baptized. So can't you see the scene at the Jordan River, and Jesus has the whole Godhead there, being the Son and having the Spirit descending on him as a dove, having the Father speak to him. It's a hallelujah moment because Jesus says that he's being baptized to fulfill all righteousness. But the next scene that you find in Matthew chapter 4 is now he's being tempted by the devil. So you can't give up when God blesses you with a blessing, because some people just come to church till things start getting better, but then something they get hit with another blow. So don't stop the counseling just because things are getting better, because you're going to be hit with another blow. I don't want to get off on that this evening, but that's some good information in there. So we're trying to figure out, why is it important that we bring our cares to Jesus? Because you have to bring it to Jesus. The disciples ask what to do when there's a situation that they can't fix, because the situation was arduous, it was rough, and it caused so much pain. Have you ever had a situation that just caused a lot of pain? What do you do when you have a problem of that kind, when the doctors don't give you a good report, when the bank statement comes in and you have more month than you have money? What do you do when your marriage or your relationship or your relationship with your children is going awry and you just can't find a handle on the situation? You just can't put your finger on it. You've been praying, but nothing seems to be working. Can I tell you that you simply must bring it to Jesus? You have to bring it to Jesus. Sometimes Jesus allows a crowd to gather because God allows sometimes, hear me clearly tonight, beloved, and God bless you for listening to Passion for Christ. Sometimes God allows a condition to worsen before he steps in. Sometimes God waits a little bit longer when you believe he should have came 5 years ago. Sometimes the worse the condition is, hear me clearly, the more glory God gets when he fixes it. Sometimes God has to allow us to experience pain before he can allow something good to come from it. Let me give you one thing tonight. You bring your problems to Jesus when you lean on Jesus as your source of help. Let me tell you, when you bring it to Jesus, when you're leaning on him as your source of help. I want you to notice the first six words of Mark chapter 9 and verse number 20. This is so interesting, particularly to me on tonight. Mark chapter 9, and I want to look at verse number 20. For the Bible says, they brought the boy to him. The disciples could no longer do anything. They had already failed. Their faith was not enough to help out this man and fix this man's son's condition. So they brought the boy to him. And that's what we got to do. We got to bring it to Jesus. We got to bring it to Jesus. If you have fears, bring your fears to Jesus. Do you want to know why on tonight? Because Jesus says, do not fear those, Matthew 10:28, who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So in other words, Jesus said, don't you fear none of that stuff. Don't fear what could happen to your body. Don't fear what man could do to you. We need to have the fear of God, because God is the one that not only can destroy the body, he can destroy the soul as well in hell. So God is the one that we should fear. Whatever your problem is, bring it to Jesus. Jesus doesn't look at your problem and say, oh, I've never seen nothing like that before. What am I going to do? Jesus does not panic when we bring our problems to him, because there's not a problem that Jesus cannot handle. I feel like getting happy on tonight, because when I have my problems, the devil wants me to stop and have a pity party, because he wants me to think, because I cannot conceive in my human mind how God can do it, he wants me to fear and not have faith in God. But you need to be reminded that God doesn't see a problem and get scared. Jesus doesn't see a problem and don't know what to do, because there's not a problem that God cannot handle. If you are tired, and let's just say you're weary, you just need to bring it to Jesus. When you say, Brother Jones, why should I do that? Because Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. If you may have some worry or some doubt or some anxiety. And I know a lot of people are on medication, and I understand that. Whatever the doctor tells you to do, make sure you do it. But I don't know about you, but I've had some anxiety and some worry and some doubt, and the only thing that God led me to do was to bring it to Jesus, because the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of the Apostle Paul, or rather the pen of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:6, says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Here's a shout, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do you not know that some of us experientially would never know a certain manifestation of God unless God had allowed us to experience that issue, that problem, or that predicament? Well, let me put that in English for you. You would not know God as a healer until you got sick. You would not know God as a provider until you didn't have any money or you didn't have a place to stay. You would not know God as whatever you needed until he revealed himself and manifested himself in that way. Have you ever been driving before and you almost had a head-on collision with another car? Maybe it was an 18-wheeler or whatever it was, and just in the nick of time, God allowed it to come to your spirit, and you turned that wheel to the side, and you turned that wheel to the other side, and he allowed the car to stay on the road and not fall off the cliff. And now you would have never known God as a deliverer unless he allowed you to go through that experience, because God needed to help Abraham understand, you're not going to know me as Jehovah Jireh until I provide for you, but you won't know me as myself being manifested as Jehovah Jireh until I put you in a situation where you need me to have those provisions for you. Because sometimes we need to know it's because of how long we've had to experience a problem. So Jesus knew in his mind that the reason why this father had the doubt and said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. The reason why Jesus asked those pedagogical questions in terms of how long, because he knew that the father had been having faith problems and rocky faith and roller coaster faith because of the time that he had to watch his son melt away with the spirit that allowed him to be in that condition. And until you have a family member, until you yourself go through that, until you love somebody who is having a condition where none of us can do anything, you won't know the kind of pain that humanity has to endure watching and experiencing that. Because sometimes it's how long. Let me leave you with this, and I got to close. I got to close tonight. But let me leave you with this, and I hope you're praying for me because I'm trying to help somebody tonight. When David was anointed, God sent for him, and they went and got David from being in the field shepherding the sheep. Samuel anointed David in the midst of David's family and his brothers. Can you imagine the hatred that was going on there? But then after he got anointed, he had to go back and shepherd the sheep before God actually allowed him to be promoted to the next king. See, sometimes God reveals to us the greatness that he is going to manifest and that's going to exist in us, but he allows a long time before that happened. There was a woman who had an issue of blood, and God had always had the power to fix her condition, but she had to wait 12 years. Abraham wanted a son, but God did not allow him to have the son that was going to have the seed come of Jesus Christ come to that son until Abraham was 99, but he got the promise at 75. Do you hear what I'm saying on tonight? Sometimes God reveals to us that he is going to bless us with his promises, but sometimes we have to wait. Jesus knew that he was the Son of God, but had to wait 30 years and only had 3 years to experience his earthly ministry. So no matter how long it is, but when God gives the promise, you just got to make sure you hold on. And if you get to a point where your faith is rocky and your faith is reeling and shaking, you need to just bring it to Jesus, because Jesus understands. Jesus can handle it. Jesus has the power, and if I can't do nothing, the church can't do nothing, the bank can't do nothing, the doctors can't do nothing, Big Mama and Grandmama and Granddaddy can't do nothing. The only thing we're left with is to bring it to Jesus. I'm so thankful tonight that I have a relationship with the only one that can help me in my time of need, when nobody else can help. I want you to dial number one on your phone if you got something in your life that you just need to bring it to Jesus. I want you to pray with me tonight in faith. Dial number one right now on your phone. I got to quit tonight, but just dial number one. And the only thing I can tell you is, baby, we love you. We're praying for you. And let's just bring it to Jesus. Dial number one right now if you need to bring it to Jesus. If maybe you have a praise report and you just want to bring it to Jesus, let's just do it right now. We all family tonight on Passion for Christ. Let's just bring it to Jesus. Caller ending in 3964. You're on the air live with host Brian C. Jones on Passion for Christ. Let's bring it to Jesus.
Yes. Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Sister Pam. Thank you so much for a wonderful, wonderful message, and asking you all just to continue to pray for me as well as your family. Pray for my family, especially for Traveling Grace, and pray that they, there's just a lot of things happening in our family, especially with my daughter, and I know it's a lot of it is because she's not putting God first in her life, and so it's affecting all of us as well. So just pray for her that God will steer her the right way, and that we'll continue to be Christian examples for my daughter, Jayla. And also continue to pray for Kennedy's health, and pray that, I know God was patiently waiting, but it's been 10 years since she's been on the list for, actually longer than that, but 10 years since she's been on the national list for a kidney transplant. But just pray that God will intervene in that situation and help to find the correct person that it matches with her. Continue to pray for my husband as well, Rick, that he'll do more in the Lord's church. And that pray for my mom and my dad as well. And pray for me that I'll continue to stand, be steadfast and unmovable in God's word. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Pam. I want everybody who's listening tonight to keep Sister Pam in your continued prayers. Some of us are going through one or two things, and she rattled off at least 10 maybe that she's dealing with, and she still has a good spirit. She's still optimistic that God is able. And I just want you to just pray for her and her family, because I'm waiting on one of the biggest testimonies from her, that after all of these prayers and all of the time that her daughter went through, what her daughter went through, and all the time where it just seemed like it's just so unbearable and life is not fair, I just believe, and I'm claiming it right now, that Sister Pam is going to have a testimony, is going to shake this world at some point. So make sure you keep her in prayer. Thank you for bringing it to Jesus. Caller ending in 5249. You're on the air live now. Let's bring it to Jesus.
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Jones. I'm asking prayer for my brother-in-law. And I'm glad he's out of his depression. I thank God for that. And things are going well for him. I have another friend that's ill, and I'm afraid it looks like they may be going into a depression. So I'm asking that for prayer, that they hold their faith in God. We always have to put God first, no matter what man tell us how it's going or what's happening. We have to believe that God will take care of us. And I pray for your family and the church family. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Anderson. We certainly keep you and your family and your friends in prayer. Thank you for the praise report on your brother-in-law as well. Caller ending in 2194. Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Christ. Let's bring it to Jesus. Caller ending in 2194. You're on the air live now. It looks like we've lost that caller. Caller ending in 8952. You're on the air live now. Let's bring it to Jesus.
Hi, Brother Brian Jones. I want to say thank you so much for the lesson as well. I just want to thank God for all his many blessings upon me and my family. Just want to say thank him and just pray for me that I may continue to keep my eyes on Jesus. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Gilda. We'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer. We want to thank all of you for tuning in to Passion for Christ. Wherever you are physically throughout the land and country, if you're not driving, I'm going to ask that every head be bowed. And if you can, please close your eyes. And if you're in a house, please get on your knees. And I want to take this prayer tonight to Jesus. Thank all of you for holding the line We usually don't go this long, but sometimes God has other plans. I'm just reminded, as I mentioned, to Abraham and how God blessed him to have a son in his old age when his wife was barren. I'm reminded how God allowed Mary, the mother of Jesus, to have a child when she had not yet had intercourse. And most scholars believe that she was very, very young. And sometimes I believe that God allows time and how long or when so that he could bless us with a blessing that it would be undeniable that it was only God that did it. Only God could allow a woman to have a child in her 90s. Only God could allow the virgin birth of Mary and the Son of God. Only God can do that. And I said that to tell you before we go to God in prayer. Maybe God is setting us up because he just wants to have us to have a testimony that only God could do what he did for me. Only God could do what he did for you. And that way God could get his glory. Please bow with me. God, we just thank you for Jesus. We bring all of our cares, our supplications, and our prayers and faith to you tonight. We just thank you, Lord, for being an able God. You are so able. You're so capable. Lord, we do not understand why we go through things. We don't understand what you're doing. We're just confident that whatever you are doing, that you're going to come down here and get your glory. Come down here, Lord, and get your glory. Go through our churches and heal those who are sick. Bless Sister Pam, Lord, as they travel. Give her traveling grace. Bless her family with health, her mother and her daughter. And, Lord, we just know that you're going to get your glory somehow, some way. And just keep them up, Lord. Hold them up and just bless them to always stay spiritually optimistic, knowing that you have the power to work it out. Thank you so much for blessing Sister Anderson's brother-in-law, Lord, with the praise report. He's out of his depression. But, Lord, we know that once one person we love goes out of a depression, another person we love goes into depression. And we just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you allow all those demonic spirits that tell us that you can't do it, that you cast them back to the pits of hell where they belong, because we know that you're able. And bless us, Lord, to have the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the trust in your ability. And if you don't want to do it, and if it's not your will, we won't give up on you, because we just want you to do your will. Come down here and do your will, Lord, and get your glory. Lord, we just pray that you bless Sister Gilda, that you bless her with all that she stands in need of, and thank you for the many wonderful blessings that you bless her with, because she's willing and able to always testify about how good you are. Heal everybody that's on this line. Touch every life. Bend every marriage, mend every marriage, Lord. Bless everybody that's on the line, even on the archive lessons when they listen. We just thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you for your power. Thank you for having been a relationship with us. And bless us in a mighty, mighty way. For we love you. Heal the sick. Bless us in every way. We'll go out and we'll save souls for you. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
I want to be in the call. I want to
be near
the cross,
where my Savior died on a hill.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.